Well, happy tax day, everybody. Don't you love it when April 15 comes and, man, your taxes need to be paid if they haven't. So on that note, we're going to turn to Scripture and deal with a tough chapter, because chapter 11 can be, again, like chapter 10 Friday, a very confusing, controversial chapter. And I hope to simplify it for you today. And you've already read this chapter. If you haven't, please go back and read the chapter, then watch the rest or listen to the rest of this devotion. In chapter 11, the issue, now hear me, the issue he's dealing with is not long hair or short hair. It is not should you wear a head covering or not wear a head covering. The issue has to do with authority and leadership and how that authority and leadership is expressed and carried out or executed. And many people, when they read this chapter, get it wrong because they don't understand what the real issue is and the cultural context in which he was talking about that issue. The basic teaching, the basic argument Paul is making in chapter 11 is this, that God has created this world with order, okay? And there's leadership and authority within that created order, particularly in the areas of the local church and the home, the marriage, worship and the family, if you will. You have God the Father has authority over, and we see this demonstrated in the Gospels, over God the Son, Jesus, who has authority over, and this is in simplified terms, but has authority over man, who then has authority over women. But in Scripture, and here he's dealing with worship, but the truth is that authority of man over woman, only that leadership only exists in two places, the marriage, the home, and in worship in the church. But there's no authority that God created, that leadership God gave man in home and in the church does not extend to society. There's no limits on a woman's role in government, in leadership, in the secular society, in community, in work, none whatsoever. This only applies to worship and in the home. Now, there's another side to it, though, and this is part of what totally gets lost and ignored. There's another side to this whole issue. Look at verses 11 and 12. He said, however, in the Lord, you're in Jesus, okay? I'm in Jesus. My wife is in Jesus. We're saying, neither is woman independent of man, nor is man independent of woman. I'm not independent of my wife. She's not independent of me. He says in verse 12, for as the woman originates from the man, so also the man has his birth through the woman. And all things originate from God. So there's the biblical argument about God made Adam and then he made Eve, and that's true. But he said, hey, you don't approach this subject, this topic, biblically and accurate if you don't also look at the inverse of that, that all of us men came from a woman. We were born, you know, it was our mom gave birth to us. So you got to keep, so we're dependent on one another, and neither of us are independent of the other one. There's this mutual dependence, this mutual love, this mutual support, which then impacts how we exercise our authority. And I'll say more about that in just a moment. But I want you to notice, because people get hung up on the head coverings and the hair and the long hair and all of that. But notice what he said in verse 10. He said, therefore, the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. In their context, having long hair or wearing a covering was a symbol of authority. So another, in their culture, what it was saying was that when a woman wore her head covering, and if she had long hair, that would suffice. That was just a symbol. That was her way of acknowledging that she is under authority. It's not about do you... So in our context, in our culture, head coverings mean nothing. They don't symbolize anything. In fact, in our culture, if you were to start wearing it, it might actually be a negative because it might associate you with some of the more radical forms of Islam. So the issue is not long hair, short hair, head covering or not. The issue is, do you recognize the authority that God has established in the home and in the church? So bear that in mind. Now, having said all of that, I just want to share some notes with you. He says in this chapter, back in verse 5, you need to note that women did pray and prophesy in the worship service. He also said that in verse 10, that angels are present when we worship. They are always watching. I pray for the angels. This is one of my common prayers, is for the angels to surround our campus on Sunday and keep all demonic forces away. And because they are observing us worship, it's a holy thing, and we should do it well and do it right. Now, the question may come, how do we at First Baptist express this idea of leadership and authority in worship and so on here at First Baptist Church? Well, it's simple. We only ordain men as pastors, and we only ordain men as deacons. That's how we express it. Women serve in any and all committees and leadership positions other than ordained pastor and ordained deacon. That's how we follow this here at our particular church. In the home, husbands, you're supposed to lead your family in their walk with Christ. See, I think what creates problems is that over the years, so many men have abused this. So many people have taught it in a horrific manner that has led men to think they're dictators. And what color is the car going to be? Well, whatever I want it to be. And I'm being a little bit silly, but you get the point. This is not about you being her boss and she's your slave. You don't understand this scripture at all. If that is your mentality, you've got to remember that mutual dependence. Leadership. If you think leadership is just about being a boss, leadership is about leading. Leadership is about leading. It's about leading your family to know how to love Jesus. Leading your family to know how to serve Jesus. Leading your family to grow in the character of Christ and in the fruit of the Spirit. If you think it's just about making all the decisions, you don't understand the fruit of the Spirit and you don't understand leadership. Because good leaders seek input. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're not leading if people are not following. You're just out for a walk by yourself. Well, and in society, women are not limited in their roles. And you see that in the Old Testament very clearly. And in our culture, short hair and long hair doesn't mean anything. In ancient culture, short hair often meant you were a prostitute or had committed adultery. In our culture, it doesn't mean anything. Okay? Now, cross-dressing does. All this so-called confusion about sexual identity does. But you know, long hair, short hair, head covering, in our culture, it's just about do we recognize the authority of God and the way He's created things to be led, but do we also understand how we are supposed to lead? That's what He's trying to get across in this chapter. There's leadership, but leadership that's not done right is not leadership. It's abuse. That's the word for today. I'll see you tomorrow as we look at chapter 12. God bless you, everybody.